discussing the sugya of sota and sarasota, and we pointed out the shita, Rashi, Tosus, there's a fundamental difference between a sota vade as a case, a sota sota. In a case of a sota vade, no yibum, no chalitza, toward saros, and that is not the case when it comes to a sota sota. So Tosus is bothered by a very simple question. When it comes to a sota vade, how do you know this is true? Because the Gemara tells us that tumah ksiva karayos. So Tosus is bothered. That's only true when it comes to a sota vadai. That's even true when it comes to a sota safek as well. The Torah describes a sota vadai, and that's true. V'nistra v'initma'a. And then the pasuk continues and describes what happens if you don't have Aden. This is not an obvious case of an eshes eshezinsa, but rather this is an instance of a safek sota. The Torah now delineates the process, what you do when it comes to a safek sota. But three times, in that context, the Torah also uses the term of tumah. So tumah means tumah ksiva karayos, it's similar to gilayarayos, no yibum, no chalitza, toward saros. Why would that not be the case when it comes to a sota safek as well? So Tosfos writes the following kiddush. The fact that the Torah uses the term tumah when it comes to a safek sota can be understood in very, very different ways. Tosfos writes the following. Lo asra hakasuv elamishum safek nivala. Well, and that indeed is a chiddush. One could have argued as follows, that maybe we have a term tumah, and that applies to a case of sota, and when the Torah continues and uses the very same term in description of a safek sota, that means that, you know what, even this woman who was a safek sota, that already is kuruya tumah, that already meets the mark of tumah. What was she guilty of? You know what, there are no edim that she was an eshes eshezinsa, but this wasn't just stam yichud. This was a case of kinui. This was a case of stira. You know what? Kinui and stira, these are mamish isurim. There is raglaim ladavar, that even more happened than just yichud. Yichud in and of itself. So you know what? What's wrong with saying that stira kriyatuma? That you know what? She's innocent. That which she did, that's enough in order to go ahead and to apply the term of tuma. And therefore, tuma is applicable to a case of suffix sota as well, simply because, after all, kinui, stira, she was soseres. That itself is considered to be. One could argue, no, that really is not true. Tuma only applies to cases of arayos. And that should only apply to a case of an eshesi shezinsa. But you know what? But here, there's raglaim ladavar. There was kinui, there was stira, and that creates a presumption. That creates an assumption. And that is that already at this point in time, Tuma. Yet, you know what? We can be Mavarir. If she will be willing to go ahead and drink the Mama Orin and it'll turn out that she's exonerated, yes, you know what? We'll change. But right here and now, the fact that she was guilty of this, so you know what? That already creates a Safek of Safek Nivala. And Safek Nivala, the Torah says, you know what? That is considered to be a basis of Isser. So why is it that a Safek Sot is a Surah Alabal? Is it because she was Soseres? Or no. You know what? Being Soseres creates a certain presumption, and therefore Nivala in Tum is limited to the case of Nivala. That's the Chiddush HaTosfos. No? La Asra HaKosav Elamishum Safek Nivala. Tuma in its pristine form only applies to Gilei Arayos. But you know what? Enough happened here that we have to presume that indeed was the case. If we'll be Mavar and it turns out that's not true, you're right, you know, we'll flip. But right here and now, she indeed is going to be Asura Alabal. So as he pointed out, those are two very different ways of applying the concept of Tuma to a Safek Sota. One is because what we've already determined, and the other is because, no, Safek Nivala. So that's the Chiddush HaTosfos, that you know what, that Safek Nivala, and therefore it's not a steer whatsoever. If it's Vade Nivala, Tuma Ksiba Karayos, then I'm going to argue, no Yibum, no Chlitza Pruzaros. Here, if you're dealing with the presumption of Nivala, so you can say there's no Yibum, you're going to say there's no Chalitza. No Chalitza. We're going to say Safek is Kavade Lechumra. And that means Choletzes, Venim Isyabemes. But we're not going to argue, you know what, that we're completely blocked out from the entire Parshim of Chalitza based on the presumption. The presumption, Shnivala, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Okay? When you look in the Tosfos in Nida, the Fezim and Aleph, Tosfos also seems to be assuming this approach as well. That the unusual status of the Safek Sota is because of Nivala. Where do you see that this is true? Well, so Tosfos points out the following. You should realize that, you know, what we're learning now is not only relevant to Parshas Naso, no? It's not only relevant to the Parsha of Sota. Of course, that's the starting point, but way beyond. Because incredible, the Sugya, the Sota, the Chavches, that you know what? The Mishnayis and Taros and Perikvav, this is the basis of the entire world of Sefek Tuma. Sefek Tuma. We've discussed in earlier Shiurim that, you know what, how is it that we go ahead and address a Sefek? You know what the answer is? It really depends. You know, it depends, that comes to the Gaon, on Dam, Din, and Ega. No, it really depends. Sometimes we're going to assume Sefek Adarais L'chumra. A Sefek is Mutter. And sometimes we're going to assume a Sefek, Hamotzim L'chavarayim. And sometimes we're going to assume a safek, you know what? Different klolim entirely. So wow, all of a sudden here you have a parsha of a sota safek, and guess what? They're different klolim entirely. We don't just simply apply the normal halachos of sveik adarais l'chumra, a sveik sveik obi l'kula. That's not true. In cases of safek sota, we don't assume that that's true. It's a case of safek, and yet, you know what? Tuma ksiba karayos. Oh, so Safik is Asura. Safik is Asura. That's unique when it comes to the world of Tuma. And you know what that means? The Gemara says something stunning. The woman was guilty of stira. You know what that means? This was a confined area. You know what I'm going to call that? Not health of Shabbos terms. In Tuma terms. You know what I'm going to call that? Rishusayachid. So the Gemara says, a chidish. You know what the klonim of Safik Tuma are? A Safik Tuma, Rishusayachid, Sveiko is Tami. Rishusarabim, Sveiko is Tor. Sveika, that will be Asura in a case of Rishus HaYachid. Wow. And in a case of Rishus HaRabim, even a single suffix is going to be Mutter. Realize that these Kololim are not the typical Kolei suffix at all. Wow. So there are different ways to be Machriya suffix, whether it's Dam, whether it's Din, whether it's Nega, and all that's based on the Parsha of Sota. So you know what? I'm going to derive from Sota the following cloud. That is Safek Tuma versus Yafet Sveik Otame, even Kenegara Chazaka. Well, normally you have a Chazaka. You know what I would argue? But Makom Safek, let's rely on a Chazaka. No. You know what the answer is here? We're going to ignore the Safek. After all, this issue in question has a Cheskas Tara. No, but a Safek Tuma versus Yafet Sveik Otame, even if indeed there's a Cheskas Tara. So when it comes to cases of Safek Tuma, I'm going to ignore the Chazaka. And I'm going to argue that a Safek Tumer Shusiyach is Sveik Otame. Well, how do you know that's true? So Tosus raises his kasha, Nida da Beis of an Aleph Damascus Hillel. Tosus says the following, Bim Tomar, Heichi Alfinim Yisota, how can you derive from Sota this incredible cloud that a Safek Tumer Shusiyach is Sveik Otame, Afilu Ika Chazaka, even if it flies in the face of a Chazaka? How do you know that that's true? Wow. Where do you see? Indeed, that's the case. Because after all, what exactly are you going to tell me? Well, look. You're going to tell me it's learned from Sota. And in the case of Sota, there's a chazaka, she's Muteras al Habal. She's Muteras al Habal. And yet, the Torah tells us she's Asura. Well, that's great. So therefore, that's the indicator that you learn from Sota, whenever this applies, which will say, okay, that a Safek Tum is Asura, even in the case there it's Keneged HaChazaka. So you know what Tosus is bothered by? Maybe that's not so simple. Because in a case of Sota, you saw the Tosus, no? Vahab is Sotra, Itra Chazaka. The Chazaka is intact. A Stam married woman, there's a Chazaka that's intact. Here, there's Kinui, and there's Stira. No, the Chazaka is intact. We're going to derive from Sota that a Safek is Asura, even Keneged HaChazaka. Why is that true? Because the Sota is Asura. That's Keneged HaChazaka. You know what? A normal Bas Yisrael is Becheskas Tara. There was Kinui, there was Stira. If there's Kinui and Stira, that means Itra Chazaka. You know what? The Saka all of a sudden is impaired. So how can you derive from Sota that a Safek is Asura, even in the case of Chazaka? Wow. That's Tosus' discussion. At first glance, we would say, because a married woman has a Cheskas Tara, but Tosus says, not if there's Kinui and Stira, Vaha, Socha, Itra, Chazaka. And yet we derive from here, Safek Tum as Asura, even keneged hachazaka. Wow, you know what? You have a nazir who has a cheskas tara. If there's a safek tumor shesayachid, you do not treat him as a nazir tovar. That's keneged hachazaka. Nonetheless, safek tumor shesayachid, sveikotame. So you know what Tosas answers? Tosas answers something pretty incredible. Tosas says this, that you know what? No. Yalfina misalta, that a soha kasuv kivadai, vadai tameya. You know what the halach is of a suffix sota? Tumak siva means we treat her as though she's vadai tameya. This is a case of, all right, raglaim adavar. And tumak siva, meaning there's a presumption of absolute tuma. You know what Tosu says? That's against the chazaka. Why is that against the chazaka? Also, Tosu writes a chiddush. Because there certainly is a chazaka she'eno temeya vadai. You saw the Tosas. Wow. There's a chazak. Maybe you can say the following. You know what? This woman is not a tzedekis. She had kinoy and shtira. You're going to say that she's temeya b'torah zvadai? Temeya b'torah zvadai? You can't go that far. There's no chazaka that she's temeya b'torah zvadai. And yet when it comes to sota, tuma ksiba karayos means she's temeya b'torah zvadai. That's keneged chazaka. That's such a flippant Tosas, no? Tosas starts by saying, Itra Chazaka. The Chezkas Tara is very weak because she was guilty in Kinyan Stira. You know what Tosas, Yesh Lama, you're right. But I wouldn't say that there's a Chazaka, she's Temeya. And yet, Tumak Siba Karayos means that because of Kinyan Stira, there's a presumption that she's considered to be Temeya. That is a Raya that we're willing to assume. A sota is a safek tuma, b'shusiyachid, sveik otame, even keneged achazaka. Wow, that's an important chiddush, no? In other words, Tosa says this. Even if you say itra means that the chizkas tara is impaired, but it's still considered to be a safek, no? And yet the Torah says, based on the safek, we're going to assume vadei nivala, that's considered to be keneged achazaka. You know what I will tell you? In Lundus, in principle, that's very similar to our Tosas. Who, what, where, why? That's very similar to our Tosas. No? In what sense? Because what's possibility be? Possibility B is that, you know what? We're not weighing in on Nivola. We're just simply saying the following. The fact that a woman was so serious, the fact that she violated an Isser of Yichud, you know what? That's bad enough. That's enough for the Torah to say that she's Temeya. That's enough for Torah to say, V'hi Nitzma'a. I'm not weighing in on the issue of Nivola. But you know what? She's proud. She's innocent. You know what? She was caught. There's Kinui, there's Stira, she was caught. One could argue as follows, that the Chiddush of the Pasuk in the Parsha of Sota is that we're not weighing in on Nivola. But rather, we're giving her a certain status, she's a surlabal, because of what we know she absolutely did. And what was that? She was so serious. You're going to tell me Yichud normally doesn't generate that? Yeah, that's stam Yichud. But Yichud with Kinui and Stira, you know what? That is considered to be far worse. That's considered to be, well, you know what? That is not the world of Tosus. Tosus is telling you the following Kiddush, that the reason she's Temeya is because Nivola. And Tosu says, you know what? There is no chazaka that she's temeya b'torah zvadei of nivola. Oh, so you see that we apply the concept of safek tuma temeya even keneged chazaka. All of that is true when you're viewing the perspective of nivola. That's the chiddush of Tosu. If I were to tell you like possibility number two, and that is, you know what? She is asura b'torah zvadei because of what she has done. Meaning, yichud. So therefore, there's no raya that a safek tumah versus yachid seikotame keneged achazaka. So I would tell you that whole deal of the Tosas and Mida is very consistent with our Tosas Nivamas Daf Yud Aleph, and that is the operative question is nivola, and here we have a presumption that nivola. On what basis? The answer is because there's a safek tumah versus yachid and seikotame. Even keneged achazaka. Wow. And here I would tell you the following, that when you look at that Tosas we started to discuss yesterday, the Tosas in Sota Daf Chavches, There I would tell you that, you know, Tosu seems to be reflecting a very different approach entirely, which maybe today is not Tosus, as we'll see. Their Tosus is bothered by this. You have Avada Sota, and the Torah tells us what the halacha is. Tumat Siva. I understand. Now the Torah goes ahead and tells us that, you know what? Suffix Sota, Suffix Sota. Why do you need that? Why do you need that? Now, after all, the Torah should just tell us what is the case in Vadai, Vadai. And obviously, if you have a suffix, you have a suffix. So, Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. If you have a case where Bevadai, that would mean, you know, she's Asur L'Haval. So therefore, if you have a case of suffix, so therefore, of course, she's Asur L'Haval because of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Why do you need a chiddush that in a case of suffix, she's Asura? Of course she's Asura. Because Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. In Pashup Shantosis, as we pointed out, that this concept of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra is Mamish Mikra Din D'Oraisa. Mikra Din D'Oraisa. So if the Torah already tells us that, you know what, if something is Asur to you, you have to avoid it not only in a case of Vada, you have to avoid it in a case of Safek. So let the Torah just simply say that a Vada is Sota is Asura. And any time you have Raglaim Adavar Safek, so she is Asura. Of course she's Asura. You need a Pasuk to say, Sota Safek is Asura. Sota Safek means that maybe she's Isota Vadai. And Sveik Sotosus writes, Bamsha, Bamsha. Maybe one could disagree, maybe one could argue. We don't always assume Sveik Adaraisa Chumra Din Daraisa. That's the Rambam in the Sava Satumas, Perak Dezayin. Maybe that's not always the case. Maybe that's not always the case at all. All right. But Tosus tells you about Shem. You know why I need a pasuk to tell you that a suffix suta is asura? Because you cannot compare Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra to a suffix suta. Well, it is not just that a sota suffix is asura because Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra. That's the chiddush that Tosus says. Well, Tosus says the following: Hakaser Basa Kodem Shtia Ki Ilu Hivadai. Once already there's Raglaim Adavar, the Torah says the presumption is, you know what? She's Asur B'Torah Zvada. Unless you're going to prove her innocence. Normally we assume you're right. You're innocent until proven guilty. Not when you have Kinui and Stira. Here the presumption is, the Muskarishon is yes, she is Tameya. Unless you're going to prove otherwise through the Hashkar. And that is considered to be a tuma. And Tosa says something which is stunning. Vafilu hi Tahora. Even if it ends up that she's exonerated, that does not mean Iglai Mosam Afreya, that she was not Asur. It's not that, you know, the jury's out. We don't know whether she's Asur or whether she's not. So we have to be Machmir. And once we determine, you know what, that she's innocent, so lo and behold, it turns out she really was never Asura. That's not true. Wow. Tosa, that's not true. Afilu hi Tahora. Even if it ends up that she's Tahora, but you did something wrong, you violated the Isurim of a suffix Sota, Nenash. You're going to be held responsible for that. That's an Isur. That's an Aveira. Wow. So imagine that the husband will be Ba'aleha while she's a suffix Sota. That's an Isur. And lo and behold, it turns out that she's exonerated. You're scot-free. Oh, you know, I'm going to say to that guy, you know what? Ooh, you know, you took a real chance. But you know what? Okay. It turns out. No. You violated an absolute Isser. You violated an Isser. And Tosa spells out, take a look at the Tosa Sota Chalkes, Velo Kishar Sveikos. Tosa spells out, Velo Kishar Sveikos. That's not true when it comes to Sveikos D'Oraisa L'Chumra. If I have a Safek Chelev and a Safek Shuma, you know what? Chelev, you're Chayev Kares. You'd be a fool to go and eat that. You know what? But let's assume va'achlo and v'nodahu shuman, and it turns out that, you know what? It was mutter. It wasn't machalas asuras at all. You know what? Did I violate the isra of achilas chelev? Absolutely not. I didn't violate the isra of achilas chelev. You were a fool for taking a chance at an isakares, but you know what? Somehow, you know, okay, yeah, tziata d'shmai, you avoided the isakares. Do you have bragging rights? Of course, you don't have bragging rights. No, because the Gemara in Kedushin says in Afei Aleph, and it doesn't in Chav Gimel, you're not allowed to take such a chance. That's Chus Zehirus. You're not allowed to take such a chance. No? That's what the Gemara terms, and maybe in that context or similar context, machshava safed. If a person attempts to do something that's wrong, even if it turns out, lo and behold, but you know what? You're held accountable. You're held accountable for. Wow. That you're not innocent. You're not innocent. You know, for some strange reason, you just walked into the restaurant, you know, because you couldn't care less whether it has hashgacha and it doesn't have hashgacha. You know what? And you ate. Turns out it had hashgacha. Turns out the food was kosher. Huh? Take a look at Shlomo Zalman, Siman Lamed Hey, that's an issur d'oraisa. You had no right to take that chance. And you know what? Shlomo Zalman writes, incredible. Take a look, such an important tshuva. The proprietor violates an issur d'oraisa lif neiver. Lif neiver of machshava safed. Because you know what? If he kind of opened up and did not let it be known that this is a hashgacha, he didn't demonstrate, and people are walking in without due diligence, he's causing people to walk in without due diligence. All the food is kosher. Great, all the food's kosher. No? But choser zehirus. So choser zehirus. No? That's a sugya kedushin daf peyalef of machshava safed. There's a whole world to that sugya. We've discussed that. We discussed that in the past. No? There's an Orach Chaim, not at all simple. Orach Chaim, Breishis, Perek Nun Pasachav. No? Yosef HaTzadik says to his brothers, you know what? Don't worry. Atem chashavtem arelo kim chashava letova. You know? Don't worry. You intended to harm me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that everything worked out. Everything worked out. Orach Chaim in that Pasach writes something which is so stunning. Zakayin afil bidei shamayim. There's no chiyuv even bidei shamayim. That's so surprising. Why isn't that at least machshava safed? They attempted to do something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu foiled their plan. Yeah. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. And the Rakhan gives a mashal. The mashal also is such a kasha. Tzarechim gadol. You know what? I give you poison, and you don't drink. I give you poison, and you don't drink. Yeah, that's zakai bidei shamayim. That really is zakai bidei shamayim. You know what? Really. I attempt to, and somehow it doesn't happen. No, it doesn't happen, you know? That's like stunning. You know, why wouldn't I apply to that sugya? Machshava safed. Okay, theme for another shiur. No, but Tosos writes something stunning. A sota safek is not machshava safed. A sota safek is not machshava safed. If it turns out that, you know what, that she's a sota safek in Ba'aleha, he's going to violate Issa D'Oraisa, she's going to violate Issa D'Oraisa, even if it turns out that everything resolved itself, they are held accountable for violating Issa D'Oraisa. Not just simply for, how could you take such a chance? Oh, you're lucky, you know, you took a risk, and somehow. No. That's something which is stunning. That means vaday lo nivala, but there's an Issa of Suffix Sota. There's an Issa of Suffix Sota. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Why would there be an Issur Safek Sota? Boshav Shat, you know what I would tell you? Whoa. The second approach. Because she did enough, Kino Yinstira. Forget about Safek Nivola. She did enough, Kino Yinstira, that the Torah considers that to be an act of Tuma. That is an act of Tuma. In and of itself. See, even if it turns out she didn't do more, you're okay, but What she did, that's the Chiddush HaTosos. That a Safek Sota is not just a Surah because of Shar Sveikos, Sveika Darais L'Chumra. But I would tell you, is that whole Mahalach HaTosos seems to replicate the other approach. It's not because of the Safek Nivlan, if Lo Nivli, Gloy Milsa. No, not any Gloy Milsa. No, that itself is considered to be, well, that which is Aser. And I'll even tell you that The following, the Hemshech of Tosis. Tosis writes the following condition. Why do we distinguish in a Sota Vadi and a Sota Safi? Then in the case of a Sota Vadai, all these dinim, you know? No Yibra, Chalitza, Tzoros, and a Sota Safi, that's not true. Why would I argue indeed that's the case? Oh, so Tosis has another possibility. Tosis says the following, Kid Aprecious. Oh, just like I said in Daf Gimel. What exactly was the Daf Gimel? What exactly Daf Gimel? Ooh, Tosa says a fascinating Chiddush. Tosa said the following, that, you know what? Asot is Asura Labal and Laboel. Right? Balboel, Truma, Yab. Balboel. But Tosa said Daf Gimel and Bay is they're not really the same. they're not really the same. Why aren't they really the same? Oh, Tosa says there's a big difference. No, the Isser Labal of a Sota is a lav daraisa. Lo yichol bal rish noshel vakachta achrei asher hu tama. Well, you have a woman, she's a Sota. Lo yuchal is a lav. That's the Isser Labal. What about when it comes to a boil? Oh, now the Torah repeats. Tuma ksiba karayas. Tuma ksiba karayas is allowed? Is that so obviously allowed? He violated Tuma. There's allowed. So Tosus and Dav Gimel said a very great Yiddish, no? Tosus says that a sota is asur labal and a sota is asur laboel. But there's a big difference between them, no? The isur labal is allowed daraisa lo yuchal. The Issur Labal is an essay of Tuma. So it's true, you're Issur Labal and you're Issur Labal, but there really is a difference between them. Oh, that's capricious, no? Remember that Tosus Kuma Beis. Now Tosus says another stunning Kiddush. There's a big difference in a Sota Vada and a Sota Safek. A Sota Vada is that Pasuk. Lo Yuchal. A Sota Vada is a Lav Darais. A Sota Safek? Tumaksiba is a lav daraisa. That's an essay. Wow. The Torah described this as a form of tuma. Oh, so Tosa said, pretty incredibly, just like I explained earlier, that when it comes to the issa and anusaba, both are forbidden, but they're not equal. This labal is an avera chamura. This labal is an essay. The same thing is true when it comes to sotavani as opposed to sotasafik, no? A sotavani is a lav, a sotasafik is an essay, and you're ready for the bombshell. In order to argue arayos, you need a lav. You don't have that for an essay. The arayos are isurim, or lav, or lavim. Oh, lav shesh bokaris, lav shesh bomisa. So here you have a lav, it's siv beituma, you know what? That notches it up. That's like lav shesh bokaris. You don't even have a lav. That would not be the case. So if I'm telling you that, you know what, there's no need for chalitza because tuma ksiba karayos, you ready for that? That's only tuma d'ksiv b'makom lo saseh. Whoa, that's an important kiddush. No? Wow. Take a look at the Rosh and Siman Daled. The Rosh quotes this kiddush as well. That when it comes to suffix sota, there is no lav. And you know what? If that really is true, that's why the Gemara can ask on Sota, Tafei, B'tisya v'myibune. If all it is, it's not a love, it's not losasei ksibo ke'arayos, maybe one could even envision yibum with a suffix Sota. So min hastam, a suffix Sota is asura. But if this is a weak iser, maybe Yibum could override. Maybe Yibum is like a mitzvah rabba that could override. That's what the Rosh writes, right? In Siman Daled. That's why the Gemara in Sota suggests the Tisyabim Yibume. And that's where the Gemara answers that, what do you mean? She's Asur Labal. So she's Asur Labal and she's Moterlessly Yavam. That would be really odd. Now, the role of the Yavam is to somehow, be Mashlim, to make up the Makom Habal. She's Asur Labal. What was the Havamina? That's what the Rosh writes. That's exact Havamina, like this day in Tosus. That a sota safek, you know what? It is considered to be not a lav which is ka'arayos. And therefore the Gemara has a Havamina of Yibum. And the Gemara insists on the case of Chalitza. Well, why not argue as follows? That what do you mean? A safek sota is a lav. A vade sota is a lav. A suffix sota is a suffix lav. No? what do you mean? The lav is only when it comes to sota. And suffix sota is an essay. What do you mean suffix sota is an essay? Whatever is true of a vade sota is true of a suffix sota because sveika darais is l'chumra. Sveika darais is l'chumra. You know what apparently you see according to the Stoicism? No, that's not true. This is not working within the Mizgeres of Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, but rather a Suffix Sota is a separate Isser. It's a separate Isser which is only an essay. Tuma ksiba is not halav. When you have halav, that's tuma ksiba karayos. But not when you don't have halav. Why would I argue that a suffix sota is not halav? I would argue whatever is true of a sota vade b'toras vade is true of a suffix sota b'toras suffix. You know what the answer is? No. It's not that we assume because of stira nivala. Since when do you assume a person violated an issur of yichud? Nivala. You know what the Torah tells you? Forget about nivala. What she did is bad enough. What she did creates an essay. But that's only an essay. And maybe that essay pales compared to the essay of Yibam, and therefore Tiyam Tiyume. And therefore, I don't assume Tumaksiba Karayas, and therefore I can have that difference. You know what I'll tell you? The second day in Tosus, the Hemshech of Tosus, is assuming, oh, like that Tosus and Sota, these are 2 days in Tosus. That suffix Sota is an Isser Bifnei Atzmo. It's not that Tumak Sivba Karayos, and therefore the Torah says Suffik is Kavada. Suffik is Kavada. And now I'll tell you something which is stunning. Ooh. You have a case of a Suffik Sota. And Ba'aleha. He's not allowed to do that. She's Asura. Is that the same as a Vaday Sota? After all, here, B'malkam Suffik, the Torah says Tanaya. So therefore, here, this is a case where the Torah goes out of its way and says that Suffik is Asura. So I'll tell you two other days in Tosus. This is what Reb Chaim calls these 2 days in Tosus. The Tosus we're going to see later, Yod Aleph El Beis, Dramas Chomai. You know what Tosus writes? Something which is pretty stunning. If you have a case of a Suffik Sota, Kinyan Stira, and guess what? Ba'aleha Bala, if you weren't allowed to do that, that's Nisa Daraisa. You know what Tosus writes? Stunning. Loke. There's Malkus Daraisa. Wow. Take a look at the Tosus. Now, you have a case of a Suffolk. So how come the Gemara says in Sota that Imbala Bala Baderach Loke? You know what Tosus says? Yeah, that's exactly the Chiddush of Sota. Asa Kasa Suffolk Kavada. Kidaprishis Leo. Wow. That's against the Tosus and Sota of Chaches, where Tosus says that, you know what? The Isser of a Suffolk Sota the Bala is a new Isser. That Tumak Siba Karayos, even though it's not an Isser Lav. And guess what? There's no Malkus Daraisa. Any Gemara that refers to Malkus, Sota Dav Zayin, is not talking about the classic Malkus Daraisa. Malkus Daraisa is only a Malkum Nosase, and that's only true of a Sota Vada, that's not true when it comes to a Sota Suffolk. Wow. And guess what? Oh, we just explained. Whoa, that Sota is the basis of a Hagdara B'chola Torah Kula. Suffolk Tumah. Whoa. Let me ask you the following question. Do you get Malkus for Suffolk Tumah? Sota is not only true, Sota, but Hianosenes, that's Lelaman of a cloud Kulayatsa. Whatever is true, Sota is true of a Suffolk Tumah. A person goes ahead and violates an Isra of Tumah. Why? Because this was a Suffolk Tumah, Shusayachid, Sveikotame. You know, how do you know that that's Asa? You know what the answer? There's a Chazaka. You know what the answer is? It's based on the Parsha Sota. Oh. So you know what? Do I get Malkus? Do I not get Malkus? Does the Sota get Malkus in the case of Suffolk Sota? Wow. 2 days in Tosus. Guess what? Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. Perek Yud Aleph, Alef Vav. The Rambam writes the following. You know, you go ahead and you have Shtei Shvilim. You have two paths. One is Tamei, one is Tahor. And this guy walked on one of the paths, and Nichnas LeMikdash, or Achal Kodesh, and this was a case that was Bishu Sayachid. You know what the Rambam writes? Potter. Wow. The Rambam, even when it comes to a Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sayachid, Sveiko Tame, yeah, but Ain't a Loke. And guess what? This is against Tosus and Shuas and Daf Yates. Tosos and Shmuel Daf Yates, they're Maskel. Hola, what do you mean? If in this case the Shtei Shvilim, it's the Rishus HaYachid, and Halacha declares that a Safek Turm Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tamei, guess what? You're Chaya for Bias HaMikdash. You're Chaya for Bias HaMikdash. Wait, it's an Isser, but there's no... What do you mean? Wow. So that's kind of fascinating in the sense that... How is it that one understands these possibilities? Is it Nivala? Or does it mean no, that it's an Isser Mechudash because of Kinei and Stira? Well, and that could mean that, you know what, it's not Nivala, and all there is an essay, and that's why Chalet says, that's why the Gemara Havana Havamina, up to Siab Yagume. Wow. There's even a Tosus in Sotan Dav Chavtes, where Tosus points out the following, that, you know what? Tosus is bothered by this. You know, if you have a pasuk that tells you Suffolk is kavada, so why is it necessary to have pasuk 1, pasuk 2, pasuk 3? You know? How do I know, for example, that a Suffolk sot is necessary? You know what the answer is? Ooh, because the Gemara highlights. No, because the Torah tells us and repeats, and then a third time, Tumah when it comes to Safek Sota, Baal, Boel, Truma, Yavam. Tosus is bothered by the following. You need Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk. Why not just simply have a Pasuk that says Safek is Kavadai? And if Safek is Kavadai, what's ever true about it? It's true of Safek. So Sota Vadai, she's a Srila Baal. A Sota Vadai is a Srila Boel. A Sota Vadai, there's no Yibum. A Sota Vadai loses her right to eat truma. So if I tell you this applies to Safek Sota, so we're done. No? Tosus raises the Tzarech Iyun. No? Kev the Tumah Ksiv Misafek. Once you have a single pasuk that says Safek, Vehecha tasted in Muteris the Truma, the Kahuna. What do you think she can eat truma? You need a pasuk that she can't eat truma. And Asha says she's in, so can I eat truma? So if there's a pasuk that says that Safek is Kavadai, so you need a pasuk to say, and therefore she can't eat truma. When therefore she can't eat truma? Just a single limud. Wow, that, you know, I will tell you the following, that Tosus's kasha is assuming, Lachor is assuming, that you know what, that the pasuk is nivola. Well, when you have a woman who did this, the Torah says, there's a presumption of nivola. Whatever nivola means, that's what this means. No? So isn't it obvious? Nivola. She's a sula baal, bol, truma, yibum, whatever it is. If you assume it's an isser mechudash, to tell you that, you know what, despite the fact that not nivola, but the Torah says what you did is sufficient to what? You know, is it a no-brainer that Baal, Boel, Yibum, Truma? Maybe one could argue the following. The fact that the Torah has Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk maybe seems to indicate that, you know what, no, it's not just simply a simple equation that A equals B and was ever true of A is true of B, but rather these are independent Chedushim, Dinim, that, you know what, despite the fact that I'm not saying Nivola, but nonetheless she's Asur Labao. I'll also ask you the following question. And what would you say, Magabi Boel? Does she lose her right of Achilas Truma? If the husband dies, Ad Kedei Kach, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Maybe one would argue that, you know what, the fact that multiple psukim are necessary indicate, at least I'll say in the starting point, that it's not just simply a simple equation that A and B are true by definition, we'll call that a tautology. Whatever is true of a suffix sota is true of vade sota. Whatever is true of vade is true of suffix, and therefore all the halachas would indeed take in. Whoa. So perhaps one could suggest now the following. Is there any way that, you know what, maybe one could argue that, do I have to go as far as that? This is atuma chadasha mishum shenistera. Nothing at all to do with nivala. Or somehow is it possible to bridge the gap? To bridge the gap. And to argue that somehow, when it comes to a case of a suffix tuma, when the case of a suffix sota, in certain respects, A, in certain respects, B, we've created a pretty stark dichotomy, no? One possibility is nivala. One possibility is not nivala. She's Bechezkas Tara, not nivala. But you know what? What she did is bad enough that the Torah says that you have to bear responsibility for that, what you did for Kinei and Stira. And the ramifications of Kinei and Stira is not no chalitza, but no yibo, and there's nisa leboa, and there's nisa the truma. Maybe one could possibly suggest the following. We see from Sota this concept that suffik is kavana. Suffik is kavana. You have a suffik Sota, the Torah says tuma. The Torah doesn't say maybe tuma, the Torah says tuma. Oh, so that's exactly the tuma ksiba. So to some extent, even in the case of suffik, you know what? The tumah is telling us that, you know what? All right, well, she's asura, b'toras vaday. And maybe lachin ami, that even if it turns out she was exonerated, but still, you know, she violated, by that not be suffik. Asota, suffik, is asura al habal, b'toras vaday. It's not that there's a suffik. You're a suffik sota. The Torah says you have to do the next process, the process of sota, me sota, hashka, mamorin, without that, you're absolutely a sinner. So, Tosus discusses the following problem. This is the first Tosus in the Sechus Nida. The first Mishnah raises, right, a very fascinating deal. You know what? A woman sees God. Okay. Clearly, from now on, she is Anita. From now on, she's Anita. That's clear. The dam is an avatuma. She's an avatuma. She's a sural haba. That's clear. But you know what? The Mishnah is bothered by the following. She noticed the dam now. Mikana lahaba. There's no suffix whatsoever. Mikana lahaba. But what about the Mafreya? In other words, she noticed the dam right now. That certainly is true. But you know, the past hour, the past 2 hours, the past day, maybe the past 3 days, she was handling taros. And she noticed now that she's not Batuma. How does that affect all those tarans? Do I have a right to assume mikana lahaba? In the mafreya she was tahora? She noticed it now, I understand, but you know what? So this is pretty incredible. No, that's the opening Mishnah Maseches Nida, where the Mishnah quotes the shita of Shammai kol hanashim dayan shaita. You know what dayan shaita means? Mikana lahaba. Don't worry about the past. Mikana lahaba. Wow. And Hill disagrees and says, what do you mean? Mipikita l'mikita. You know what pikita l'mikita means? No. Let's say a day ago she did a bedika, and we know she was tahora. So anything she touched from Baban the day ago, that's tahora. But anything during that window of time, from a bedika until she saw, that what do you mean? How can you presume that she was tahora? Well, and that will go back until we know that she was Vaday Torah, until the last bedika was done. That could be days. Wow. And Bechachamim, on the third sheet of the Mishnah says, Lo kedereze, lo kedereze, lo me'es la'es. Me'es la'es. Wow. 24 hours. A woman saw Dam right now. We have to assume that the Dam was already present for the past day. unless Meretes Alidei Pekida. Let's say an hour ago she did a bedika and we know she was Tahora. Okay, you don't have to go back more than an hour. But Minastam. Well, so that's like a fascinating issue. We know a woman is Tamea right now. Yeah, but projecting forward, I'm good. But what about going back? What about going back? So Tosus is followed by a simple question. This is the first Tosus in the Masechta. What do you mean? We're dealing with the question, is she Tahora or is she Tamea? Is she Tahora or is she Tamea? Don't we have Kalalim of a Sepik Tuma? Don't we have Kalalim of a Sepik Tuma? No? So, a Sepik Tuma should dictate, let's assume this is a Sepik Tuma, but should say, okay, typically, no, this is a private, it's not public. Sveikotame. So Satosis is bothered. What's happening here, no? My shnami kol safek turba shusayakit. We're sveikotame. You have a safek when it comes to tuma? We know the halacha, sota. That a safek turba shusayakit sveikotame. So if a woman has a safek as to whether indeed she is or she is not, the answer is she's tamea. She's tamea. What do you mean she's tahora? What do you mean she's tahora? Shami says, no problem whatsoever, nothing in Mafreya. And Nachama says, Meis Leis, you know what that means, Meis Leis? That means Mikra Hadin, she should be Torah. But, you know, the Chumra, let's kick back a little bit. As a precaution. So, what happened to the normal cloud? What happens to the normal cloud? A Safek Tuma, this is B'Shusayachid, Sveikotam. So the answer is, of course, that should be true. So Tosus, without much biur, writes the following great chiddush: Veishlomar, the lo yalfina misota l'tama l'mafreya. The whole klal of safek tuma is only mikana lahaba. It's not l'mafreya. Wow, that sounds really unusual. The whole klal of safek tuma is telling you, you know, how to proceed. But it's not shedding any light at all on anything in my frame. That's unusual. Then Tosus is a second teretz. Jump down to a Tosus, Odie Shlomar. No, I'll tell you the problem. Maybe Safek Tuma means this. You have Tuma, and you have Tara. And the question is, was there contact between them? That's a Safek Tuma. You know? Right here, there is a mace. Right here, there is an etzim of a mace. Right here, there's basar min hamace. And here is a nazir. The nazir is tahor. The mace is tameh. You know what the Safek is? Did the nazir come in contact with the tuma? Maybe that's a Safek Tuma. As opposed to what? As opposed to a suffix, whether the tumor even exists, no? In other words, you have a guy and you have an ashesish. What's the question? Did they have contact? No? Was there an active nus? You know what I'm going to call that? I'm going to call that a suffix maga, as opposed to a suffix ria. A suffix ria means I don't even know whether there's any tumor whatsoever. Suffix maga means I know that there is. The question is, was there contact? Oh, Tosus, the second teretz is magnificent teretz. Tosus, second teretz as follows. The only time you apply the principle of Safek Tuma is when the Tuma is there, the Tuma is Be'en. And now it's a detailed question. Oh, was there contact? If you don't even know if Tuma was there, don't tell me about the Dinim of Safek Tuma. So you know what? A woman becomes a Nida now. As far as yesterday is concerned, I don't even know if there was any tumor whatsoever. That's not called a Safek Tumor. There's a big difference, let's say, in other areas of halacha, no? You have one chaticha, where I don't know if it's chelev or shuman. That's very different between having a chaticha of chelev, a chaticha of shuman, and I juggle them and I ate one of them. Where I know that there is chelev with an iser kares, but I don't know what I ate. In that second case, you're chayv and Hashem Talui. In the first case, where I don't even know if there was chayv, maybe I'm not chayv and Hashem Talui. There's a big difference between ischazik and lo ischazik yisura. So that's the second Teretz HaTosus. That sounds very, very reasonable. That, you know what? Don't invoke any problem of Suffolk Tuma unless you know that there's Tuma. It's just a question of Maga. That's Mufurish and Shittu Kabbasas and Avbeis. The Sechus Nida, how the Sheet explains the second day in Tosus. So if Tuma only existed today, and you wonder whether it existed yesterday, there's no Klal of Suffolk Tuma. Okay. What's this first answer of Tosus? It's only Mikan Alabon, it's not Lamafreya. It's only Mikan Alafreya. So I'll tell you the following, and this should open up like a whole world. No? But I'll tell you this. Whenever you have such a thing, you know what that indicates? That indicates, whoa. So here I'll tell you, and we'll have to continue. You know, sometimes you have a case where there's an element of doubt. You know, the Torah tells us that there's certain clothing that one should apply in order to address this doubt. Sometimes, for example, the Torah tells us, you know what? Sometimes we'll say, you know what? You're not sure? Acharav nahatos. Sometimes, you know what the Torah will tell us? We discussed this earlier, no? You don't know what to do? Chazaka. Holchin achara chazaka. Let me ask you the following question. You know what? When the Torah tells us this, you know, under these circumstances, this is how you should conduct yourself. Follow Rava, follow Chazaka. What is the Torah attempting to do? See, here I'll tell you something strong. No, you know what? There are two choices. There are two options. There really are two options. You know what? Sometimes, you know what the Torah is doing? The Torah is being machriya. The Torah is addressing, and the Torah is resolving the subject. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to tell you, the Torah is not at all weighing in on resolving the suffix at all. The suffix is irresolvable. It's irreconcilable. But you know what? So what do I do now? You know what? I'll tell you a key word. The Torah is telling you how to be knowing. You know what I'll call approach one? Birur. You know what I'll call approach two? Nihug. How to be knowing. You know? Needed that base. Bezim a base. You know, I measured the mikvah a month ago. It was a mikvah kshera. I measured the mikvah today, and it's a mikvah psula. At some point in time, water emptied out. It's a mitzvah chasera. Look, anything that enters the mikvah right now is still tamar. Anything that entered the mikvah a month ago is tamar. Now, what about everything that was immersed in that mikvah during the course of the month? So the Gemara gets very complicated. Now the Gemara says the fun. Well, you have a chazaka to make kara that the mikvah is kshera, but the hashta of the mikvah is psula. Anything I entered, why would you bring into the mikvah? Not just a wash up, you know, you brought the mikvah because it was tamei. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. The object is a cheskas tuma. The mikvah had a chazaka de mikara, that it was kshera, but the hashta, it's psula. You know what the Gemara calls that? Tarti l'reyes. Two strikes against you. Now, the object was tamei, the mikvah is psula. Well, so the Gemara, I know the Gemara is juggling chazakas. There was one chazaka that it's okay. I know now it's not okay. The object that was immersed in the mikvah had a cheskas tuma. So you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to pass him tummy. Anything that entered the mikvah last month, last week, tummy. Some person like taps me on the shoulder and asks me a very simple question. Okay, so when did the mikvah become a mikvah psula? You know what I'm going to say to that person? I have no idea. You have no idea. Who do you think? You just paskin, you have no idea. You paskin this way, you have no idea. You know what I'm going to tell that person? You know, calm down. You know, I'm telling you how to be nohig b'makom safek. I'm not being machri the safek. I really do not know when. You know, if I had a video, and I could see in the video that, you know what, last week somebody took buckets and emptied out the mikvah, I'd be good to go. You know, but I don't know. But guess what? The Torah has to weigh in on how to conduct yourself b'makom safek. Sometimes we'll be machriya the suffix. sometimes the Torah is telling how to be noheg b'makom safek. But that's an essential difference. No? That's an essential difference. Nihug versus Bir. Nihug versus Bir. That's something which is pretty incredible. Now, so take a look at the Rabbi Chanan and the Kobetz Aras and Baba Basranos Ayin Ches. That's a sigil in Baba Basran Dab Chav Gimel. That's a sigil that we had in Seches Beitza and Dab Yudama Beis. There are certain klonim that are Birur, there are certain klonim that are Nihug. Rabbi Chanan writes an incredible yisod that when it comes to Psak, Dini Hachra, Birur will always take preference over Nihug. You start with Birur. It's not even a stira. Nihug is not going to be insulted. You start with, if I can be Mevarer when the mikvah became a mikvah psula, no one's going to complain. It's only B'malkom Shi'i Efshu Levarer. The Torah has to tell you, so what do I do now? Once I reach the end of the line and I cannot be Mevarer, how should I be Noheg? How should I be Noheg? Well, that's a fascinating issue. Well, this is what we'll have to explore, right? The Hagdara of Nihug. And you know what we're getting, no? When it comes to the Hagdara of Nihug, there could be a difference between how I'm going to be Noheg Mikana Lahaba, how should I act? As opposed to anything Lamafreya, because Lamafreya requires some type of resolution. The klalim of Safek Tuma, is that Birur or is that Nihug? Is that Birur or is that Nihug? And so when we say, oh, in the case of a Sota Safek, you have to be Noheg Tuma, maybe that's only Midine Nihug, and maybe that will explain a big difference between a Safek Sot as opposed to the absolute Birur that this is a woman who's an Eshes Ishes Insa. And maybe this will account, as we'll see, for many of the differences.